When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your computer makes thousands of connections every day, just like the one it's making now to deliver you your audio content. Why not unlock some little connections of your own? Pick up a box of Cadbury Heroes today, stay at home, and share them with your family or friends. Sometimes it's the little things that bring us together.
You're listening to Special-ish on Radio Wolfgang.
What does it feel like to be underwater? I think the best feeling for me and the one that has stuck has been what it felt like to be at 221 meters. I wasn't there for very long, but in diving terms, I was. And it was just a feeling of complete freedom. I was suspended from a line in one of the biggest caves in the world. So there were no sides, no floor, no ceiling. And it was just this perfect, invisible, velvet black. And this incredible feeling of limitlessness, actually. For the first time, I felt that anything was possible. And you're floating, so you don't feel the constraints that you feel like when you're on the surface. And that's, I think, the thing that I take away with me most about what it feels like to be underwater, that feeling of just being floating and being free. You know, I always liked the complete quiet underwater, the world of stress and frustration, all those emotions that I was very much living when I was younger. They just faded away. I found it to be very difficult to be angry or frustrated or upset underwater. And it was just a very, very calming place, very peaceful. And it was a combination of an intellectual challenge and a physical challenge. To work out how to dive or get to the places that I wanted to get to. So it kind of hits all the boxes for me. It was kind of accidental. I had this idea of becoming a marine biologist when I was in my early 20s. And one of the things that I wanted to be able to do was get to marine creatures. So it seemed like a good idea to actually do scuba diving. And in the early 90s, it was very, very expensive, and there weren't a lot of players in the market, so you didn't have very many options like you have today. And so I kind of ended up being an instructor because I could get free dives, and that was kind of how I started.
there is a large component of the air that you're breathing is nitrogen, which is inert at the surface, but as you descend it will dissolve into your blood, and it gives you a sort of narcotic effect the deeper you go. So by about 30 metres most people will notice that their thinking is perhaps slightly disturbed. It's typically a euphoric experience initially, but as you go deeper and deeper it becomes more and more detrimental in terms of your thinking ability. You become perhaps more, you can't think straight, you become very, very intoxicated, start behaving erratically, sometimes paranoia, sometimes anxiety will kick in, and below about 50 metres we hear stories about people believing they're fish and taking their breathing apparatus out and drowning. So it becomes a very sort of dangerous thing to breathe below about 50 metres.
It's trying to communicate. It's a bird. It's wonderful. Seawater.
It's a bit like Everest. Getting there is not your problem per se. Getting back to safety or back to where you started is the problem. When you're coming back up on a deep dive, you've got a number of probable or possible issues because you aren't using normal air. You have to take your normal air and you have to put helium into it. Because basically after 80 meters, the oxygen in the normal air that you breathe is toxic and it will actually kill you underwater. It becomes highly poisonous. So one of the things that you have a problem with coming back up is firstly coming back up too quickly, because if you come up too quickly, then you get bubbles in your blood. If you get bubbles in your blood, they will actually expand as you get shallower, and that's what will cause the bends. And if you get a deep bend, you can often get it an okay place. No bend is okay, but some bends are worse than others. You know, an unserious bend would be to have a joint bend. A serious bend is to have it in your inner ear, brain. You can get it in the brain, strokes, in the heart. So bubbles in the bloodstream are to be avoided. The other problem is with the different gases, you often have a problem with the helium. And that's one of the reasons why the guides are battling to get so deep, because the helium, they're going deep enough for the helium to be creating convulsions. And so if you're lucky enough to have a physiology or a body that can tolerate that, you can get deeper. But there is a sort of a set limit, and I think the guides are very close to that limit at the moment, 321, 331 meters.
Baby, breathe. Come on.
It's all over, man. It's all over. I'm sorry.
No pulse.
The limiting factors really come down to A, how much oxygen the diver can store in their body, and that's really a function of how big their lungs are, how big a breath they take down with them, and also how quickly they use it up. So those things obviously require training to extend as much as possible. I think in terms of whether there will be ever be limitless diving, really, I don't know how far we can push this. I find what divers do absolutely fascinating physiologically, equally scary and equally exciting, but I don't think anyone would be under any illusion it is a dangerous sport. And certainly when people are pushing themselves to those extremes, it's very difficult to predict what the body is going to do, and obviously they're a long way from help on the deepest part of that dive.
Need more science? Of course you do. Head over to RadioWolfgang.com to find out more about becoming a member and downloading our app, which allows you full access to all the episodes of Science-ish.
This winter, Bord Gáis Energy is here to help. So if your boiler breaks down on the coldest day of the year, don't worry. Our dedicated winter repair team is at the ready. And we know that value for money is more important than ever. That's why with our winter price pledge, we're freezing our electricity and gas prices so you can keep cozy for the same great value. It helps to be with Bord Gáis Energy. Search Bord Gáis Energy Boiler Repair. Bord Gáis Energy will guarantee no price increases in residential gas and electricity until at least March 2021.